Shalom. We will be talking about the Shechitas Korban Pesach and how it was done in the Beis HaMikdash with the whole Tzibur coming in and how it was divided up. The Mishnah is in Daf Samach Daled Omad Aleph. A Pesach Nishchat B'Sholosh Shechitas. The Korban Pesach, you shecht it in three groups. Shenema B'Shochatu Yisrael Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael Kol Ve'edo V'Yisrael. It says in the Posek, B'Shochatu also in Parshas, but we read it yesterday in Parshas HaChodesh. B'Shochatu Yisrael Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael Bein Arbaim. Tarech Agav, we said in Rosh Hashanah, Kehal Adas Yisrael Bein is Rosh Hashanah Yaakov. To B'Zchus Yaakov Ovinu, they had also the Korban Pesach. So Kehal Adas Yisrael is Kahal is 10, Hadas is 10, Yisrael is another 10. So we have 3 times 10, I mean 3 groups. Nichnas or Kat or Rishona, Nismal or Azor. The first Kat, that means all the people came, the whole Klal Yisrael came to the area of the Beis HaMikdash, to go into the Azorah. That's the place where they shecht the Korban Pesach, and the Bailim has to be Omed ala Korban, so they all fit into the Azorah. Nismal or Azorah, it's filled up with people. Mualu dalsus azor, closed the dalsus azora. Today, that there should be left people outside. They should be ready for the next two groups. And the Gemara will soon see what does it mean. Mualu, toku eiriu v'toku. They blew shofar, tkiya, tuhua, and tkiya. Here we will already say a haora that it says in the Rambam, in the Gemara and Sukkah and Tosfos there, it's a Machlokes Rashi with Tosfos, there was Tkiya, Tzrua, Tkiya, that means that's the Chatzot Tzruas that it says, Uskatem, Chatzot Tzruas, Alo Leisechem, Val Zivche Shalmechem. And Zifri Zuta is Marbe, we'll soon see that Briskarov brings it, Zifri Zuta is Marbe, Val Zivche Shalmechem is Marbe, Korban Pesach, they need to be blowing Chatzot Tzruas. The Chatzot Tzruas is a mitzvah system derived by the Korban, and Bishas Korban Pesach, there's a din of Chatzotros which connects together, it's linked with the Shira of Korban. And the time you do the Tkiah, through a Tkiah, is by the Halal. You see Rashi, it's each time they start saying Halal, like the Mishnah says later, that you say Halal once, and then you say it again, and then a third time, if there is still time left, and they're still being makriv the Korban. And each time they start Halal, they say Tkiyot, Tzruot, Tkiyot. Tosfos in Daf Nun Daled in Sukkah says, Rabbi Natan, that the Tkiyot, Tzruot, Tkiyot is not necessarily each time they start the Halal, but each time they start a Perek in the Halal, like Ohavti is a Perek, or Loilonu is a Perek. So there we say, we do Tkiyot, Tzruot, Tkiyot. Kolponim, the Tkiyot, Tzruot, Tkiyot was Bishas, they said the Halal. Here in the Mishnah says Nalu Dalsos Azor Toku Eriu V'Toku. Right away there was a Tkiya L'chura. This Tkiya through Tkiya should have been said in the Mishnah later when the Mishnah is talking about saying the Halal. Then the Gemara says Akranim Oimdim Shura Shura Subiyadem Bezich Ezov Kesef Ubezich Ezov Shura Shekula Kesef Kesef Shura Shekula Zov Zov Royoyu Meurovin. Each Shura of the Kranim which they passed on the Dam Kedeta Bizarik on the Mizbech, one sure could have been Kesef, the next one Zov, but they didn't interact. It was nicer, it was more Hidur, that the Shuros should be separated, each color by itself. Layula Bazichin Shulaim Shemu Yonichum Vikore Shadam. That they shouldn't have any case, that they'll put down the Kli for a minute, and then the Dam will be Nikrash, it will become hardened a little, and then it will be possible for Zerika. So the kelim that they used, the utensils they used to take the dam in and pass it to the mizbeach, to be zorik on the mizbeach, they were all on the bottom. They were with a point that you shouldn't be able to sit it on the floor. Shochet Yisrael, even a Yisrael could be shochet. It doesn't have to be davka Yisrael, but Yisrael could be shochet. V'kibel ha-kohen, the kohen has to do kabbalah, because kabbalah is avodah. Mikabbalah ve'eloch mitzvah skuna. That's the parasha we're starting today. Vayikro. Vikrivu bnei Aaron, that's about mikabola ve'eloch mitzvahs kuhun. Noishnoi lachaveroi v'chaveroi lachaveroi, each coin passes it on to the next one, and the Gemara says that it's the mitzvah of holocha. And if we hold holocha needs to walk with it, it's not enough to pass it from hand to hand, that wouldn't be considered a holocha. So each coin moves a little bit with his feet. He moves with the dam, and then it's called a lof of a regal. Mekabel es amole, he takes the full kli with the dam that's ready to be zorik. First he takes that from the coin that's standing, I imagine, to his left. And then he takes the kli, the empty kli that's coming from the mizbeach, we'll say that he's coming from the right side. Mekabel es amole, umachzir es oreikon. First he takes the full one, and then he gives back the empty one. So the Gemara says, because ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, that he should first take the full one, and then pass on the empty one. We once mentioned in a shir about Toder, Rishen of Toder, we mentioned the inyan from this Gemara, that the Arutz HaZachayim, the Malbim, brings a raya, that even if when you're not doing two mitzvahs, like taking the empty kli is not a mitzvah. It's just you're passing on the kli for the next korban, but it's not within itself a mitzvah. Even so, the Gemara says it's ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. First, you should take the full one and then pass on the empty one. So we see from here the Arutz HaZachayim, the Malbim, and it says that we also see by this also it could be called the klal of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. You can look it up in the shir where we talked about, I think it was the one of Toder, Rishen of Toder. Akoyen akore veitzel ha-mizbeach, zorik ozriko achas keneged ha-yisod. The coin that's closest to the mizbeach is zorik the dam with one zrika. The korban pesach is only one zrika, as opposed to shlomi that has two zrikas on two kronos, and which is time shein arba, and the chatos is matan etzba on four kronos. But the korban pesach is a zriko achas keneged ha-yisod, that means on the kir that has a yisod there. Yotzes or kat rishoino, v'nichnes or kat shnir. The first kat went out, the second kat went in. Yotzes or shnir, nichnes or shlishis. Kemaisi or rishoino, kach maisi or shnir, v'ashlishis. Koru es ahalem. They read the halel. So here's where it should have said, toku ve'riu v'toku. They read the halel. Im gom rushonov, they finished one time halel, they said it again. Im shonov, they said it a second time, and they still have time, they're still being makriv v'kom and pesach, shilshu. They never came to say the third time or not to finish the third time. The third cat, there was always not too many people, and so they never came to say Hallel. They never got up to the part of Ohavti Ki Yishma Hashem, because they were already finished. The Kohanim was risen, they finished all the Korbanos Pesach. And the Gemara says that even though you for sure need a kat shlishis, but they're called katat slonis, they're the lazy ones. Because even though the Torah makpid have three kitos, but still you should have pushed yourself to be from the first, and Hashem will be doing, there should be three kitos. Since you didn't do that, it's called the atzla. Some say, the Velt says of Vort, that since they're called katat slonim, they're shfelim, so it means that Mimeim Shakat Shlishis, which were the Atlonim, Lo Yigil Ahavti Kesh Mashem, they never came to the Darga of Avas Hashem. If they had the Darga of Avas Hashem, they would be rushing into the first Ka. Rashi says, Koreth the Halel, Akol Kitos Koy. It goes on all the Kitos that they read the Halel. And Tosfos brings down in Sukkah and in other places, Tosfos brings down the Rashi's Shita is, and the Rav and the Mishnah is Mefurish. The ones who read the Halel, the few Rashi, were the Kitos. That means the Bailim of the Korban Pesach, the ones that were inside the Azora, they were the ones who said the Halel. Tosfos says, Koras Halel, Pirush Levim. The Tanya, but they said, Yisroel Shechtin es Pischem, Levim Kurim es Halel. So Rashi says the Kohanim read it, and Tosfos says the Levim read it. Before we go on to be Masbir, the Rashi and the Tosfos, first we will mention a Marsha. The Marsha says like this. The Gemara says on the three Kitos itself, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Eina Pesach Nishchat Elo Begimel Kitos, Shal Shloshim Shloshim Bnei Adomai Taimi, Kol Ve'edo V'Yisroel. You need 30 people in each Kat, because it says Kol Ve'edo V'Yisroel. Misafkelon. We have a suffix. If the Torah meant that in one time people should come in called Vedav, so that means there should be at least 3,000,030 people in the Beis HaMikdash. So it doesn't matter how many groups you have, you could have all in one group as long as there's 30 people there. or maybe the Torah means 10, 10, and 10. That means there's three groups, but each group doesn't need 30. So we have a suffix if we need 30 in one time, or we need 10 each time. So because of that, Hilkach Beinon Sholosh Kitzos or Shloshim Shloshim Bnei Odom. So that's why we do Nisafik, we do both. We have three Kitzos, and in each Kat we have 30 people. Dibevasachas Oike. Dibevasachazeo Ike. So then the Gemara continues to say, Hilkach Becham Sheinam Isagi. It's enough if you have 50. The Aili Telosin, Vavdi, Aili Asora, Venafke Asora, Aili Asora, Venafke Asora. You could have 50. The first 30 go in and they make the Korban Pesach. 10 go out and 10 come in. So you have 30 there and 10 are doing it. Then 10 go out and 10 go in. So mainly you have each time 30 people. So you could manage with 50 people. Then the Gemara says, what's it called? Nina Ludalsos Razora. The Gemara says, Itmo. Abayoma Nina Lutanan, that it closed by itself. Rodomo Noyalin Tanan. We closed the doors. And the Gemara says, it's totally if you're somech on a nes or not, because we need to leave people outside for the second cat. So the shayla, should we be somech on a nest that the doors will close and leave people outside, or we shouldn't be somech on a nest and we should close the doors as soon as we see fit and leave people outside? So Abaye says ninalu, that we're somech on a nest, we wait till the doors close by itself, and Rava says that we close the doors and we're not somech on a nest, we do it ourselves. So the Marsha here asks a kasha. The Marsha says, if there's a suffix, if Kol Veda Yisrael is 30 at one time, or 31, 10 each time, 3 times one after the other, so why does, if the Fiat Baya that he says, Nina Ludalsus Azora, that there was a nest, and the doors closed by itself, why should the doors close by itself? If the Pshat and the Posik is that it's enough one group, but the group should have at least 30 people, so let the doors stay open. It doesn't matter. The nest knows the pshat in the pasuk. Hashem knows the pshat, and if there would be enough at one time, so why should the doors close? So we have arrived from the fact that the doors close, that we need three groups separate. And then the Marsha says, V'yesh liyashiv. Marsha says, "In kein eich mesafkel ani bevasachas begimel kitos. In kein laman in alin klal ben kol kav bekat. We shouldn't have that suffix v'yesh liyashiv." So be'emes v'yesh liyashiv. What does he mean? What does it mean that we could say it there? So I was thinking maybe the Marsha means, since by us we have a suffix and we paskin that the way we should do it is three kitos bezachar ze, and each kat should have 30. So menela the nes and Hashem works according to what we do, according to what our psak is, and we don't say that the nest comes before our psak comes first, like Loba Shomayim. In the Tzlach, he says that we shouldn't ask on the Marsha, that if Loba Shomayim and the Mela, we can't learn pshat from a nest to say pshat in the posik. So the Tzlach says that we can't say. Why? Because Tosfos says in Brochas, I think it's Zafnun Aleph, that we say lo b'shamayim if it's opposed to a certain halacha. Let's say there's a machlokas beis shamayim beis silo, beis silo's rof, and beis shamayim's mechadu di tfei, they're sharper. So the shaila is, with who should we say the halacha? And the halacha says that if the halacha would say to paskin like beis shamayim it's neged halacha of rof, then we say lo b'shamayim. But here we have a suffix. We don't have a clear cut halacha to tell us what to do. So over there, the Tzlach says we could paskin halachas min hashamayim. So Mamela, that wouldn't be a teretz on the Marsha. But it could be the teretz is because we say, not like the Tzlach says, that lo bashamayim, that we won't learn halacha from bashamayim, but we'll say the opposite. We won't learn the halacha from the nes, because we say that the nes goes according to us. Because lo bashamayim, so the nes is no raya, the nes is going according to us. Then the Tzlach brings, and the Tzlach has a whole pilpul about it, his mom sheikh the Indian. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I saw, learned pshat, poshut the pshat v'yesh liyashiv, that the doors closed because there were a lot of people inside, and you have to close it because there's no more room for people. So it's no raya that Ninalu has to do with the pshat and the posik of Kol Ve'ed of Yisroel. Could be poshut because there's no more room, and that's why the doors closed. The Tzlach goes on to say, and Arsamech says the same thing. The Rambam says that if there wasn't enough people for 30 people in each cot, or 50, there wasn't enough. On your pachas mechamishim, ain't shechtin as a pesach lechatchila. Lechatchila, we don't do the carbon pesach because there isn't enough for a cot. Im shochto kosher, b'dieved, it is kosher. Im shochto kulon bevasachas, all the people, they were shechted together. They shechted the carbon pesach together, kosher. So the makor for the Rambam, that it's kosher because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the beginning of the second paragraph, shochto is a kol kala das Yisroel ben Rabbayim, so the Gemara says, that kol Yisroel yotzin v'pesach echod. It's possible that all kol Yisroel yotzin was one carbon pesach, let's say if it's enough for each one of kezayis, there aren't too many people, but the possibility exists. So menela, if you have kol kol Yisroel and pesach echod, for sure there's no three kitos, there's only one kat. So menela, you see that b'deved, that's kosher. Now we'll go back to the Rashi and Tosfos that we mentioned. Rashi says that the kitos, the bailim of the korban pesach, they are the ones who said the halal. And Tosfos says pirush levim, korus halal. The levim read the halal. The tanya b'tosefti brings a tosefti. Yisroel shechtin es pischem. Levim kuren es halal. So you see that the levim were the ones who read the halal. Kosher levi. So yes, from the Gemara says, Enimrim shiro el alayayin. When do we say shiro on a carbon? On the yayin. That means when there's nisuch hayayin of a carbon, there's the carbon is a musaf of the yomtiv, and after the carbon we bring a mincha nesochim, and after then by the nesochim of the nisuch of the yayin of the mizbech, so we say, the levim say shiro, because it says, Echodalti estiroshem sameach lokim v'anoshim. Im anoshim sameach lokim v'mam sameach. Elo shein omrim shiro elo al hayayin. By the time of the yayin, that's when we say shiro. So Tosfos says, V'ochel chazir adike shiro b'loi nesochim. By carbon pesach, there's no nesochim. And we say shiro. So they learn pshat in Tosfos, that since Tosfos brought the Tosefta, that the Levim are the ones who say it, so memela, we see it's a din of shiro on the carbon. If it's shiro on the carbon, it has to be bizman yayin. And it's not bizman yayin, carbon pesach doesn't have minchas nesochim. Chayno yu mekadshin azor is bebeis toidus u b'shir. So how yu mekadish the azor? To make the kedush of the azor wider, so we do shnei toidus and shir of levim. How do we do a shir of levim? But it's not al hayayin. Loi mavi, dochi perushay. Eino imrim shiro b'shas hakov as korbon, elo al hayayin. Dem sameach lukim v'anoshim dorish leit. So we say it's misamech lokim anoshim. So when there's a krovas akorban, the time of the shira by a krovas akorban is only on the yain. Ika shtiyah v'simcha ainu b'shas achilah. B'shas there's achilas mizbech. First we're makir the chalovim, and then we menasech the nesochim. Then there's the ika simcha. It's as if example of a person. That's when the ika simcha is when there's achilah v'shtiyah, and that's when comes the shira. Like by Mekachin Azorot, or that there's Bikurim. Tosfos and Brocha says that Bikurim is not a Shasa Krovas a Korban, and there's also a Shir there. Or we say here by the Korban Pesach, B'Shasa Shchita, that it's not a Krovas a Korban, that means it's not B'Shas Daktora, it's just b'shas b'shchita. And the lashon of the Kiryas Sefer is b'ikar shtiyah b'simcho b'shas achila b'chinami b'korban l'gavoya b'shas akrove u'dekoma deino imrim shiro elu aval shle b'shas akrove b'ocha b'shas shchita davke ha'yoyma. So here it's b'shas shchita, then they say shiro. It's interesting to point out our Someach, he's medayik in the Torah's Kohanim. He says that the Gemara says here that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito, that you're maktir the Chalovin on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so we're maktir the Chalovim on Shabbos. Why don't we wait till after Shabbos? The Gemara is in Samaches on the base. That's today's Daf Hayomi. On the top it says, Tani Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kamo Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito. And we learn it out from Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatoy al Oilas HaTomid, that you should do it on Shabbos, Dekta Chalovim, Veivorim Upadorim. And the Torah's Kohanim only says Chalovim, doesn't say Veivorim Upadorim. So he's Medayek, because if we would say Chalovim, Veivorim Upadorim, so it's talking about a Korban Tomid in the Torah's Kohanim. And a Korban Tomid has a Minchas Nesochim. So we would say, not because of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, we would say because it has to be Lefi Seda. First, you're Makter in Murim, and then you bring the, you do the Nesochim. If we wouldn't be Makter in Murim, we would be Mishana the Seder, we wouldn't bring the Nesochim. If we don't do the Nesochim right away, there won't be Shira, because Shira has to be Bizmana Nesochim. So Memele, if we would say, Akter Chalov Mevorim Uptorim, like an Arab Gemara, we wouldn't know that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. We would say it's for a different reason, Kedei, that we shouldn't lose the Shira. So Memele, the Torah's Kohanim says only Chalovim, and it goes on the Korban Pesach, which only has Chalovim on the Mizbech, it doesn't have Mechas and Sochim. And over there we say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, just like our Gemara means on Korban Pesach, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that's the only reason we do it on Shabbos, and we don't wait till after Shabbos. A Koponim, our Tosfos says that you do it B'Shas Shchita. In the Rambam, the Rambam is Medrik the Loshen because man shen shechtin umakrivin kerim alevim es ahala. He learned like Tosfos that the Levim read the Hala, and he says two words. He says shechtin umakrivin. In gomra hale vadein lo shol makat mi lehakriv shoinim. Tim shonuv lo shilmu mi lehakriv mishal shen meolam lo shil shol. It's mashman the Rambam that you say the Hala not only b'shas shechita, also b'shas haktorah. In fact, I happened to find that Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Siach Sodet goes al Hashas. He has a Ha'ora on Daf Nun Zayin Omid Beis. There's a Rishima of Kitzur Hilchus Pesach Rishon, and it says the whole Seder how you're makriv a korban Pesach, and he brings the Loshen. The Loshen is, I'm reading it from inside, by Levim Kol Es Halel Beshir Kol Zman Shchite VeHakrov. He says Shchite and Hakrov. And he asks, he says, why is it say akrova? And Tosfos says, mashma davka b'shas shchita. And not b'shas akrova, b'shas aktora is not the time of shira, only b'shas chosma that they're shochet es bischem. And the Gemara and Daf Tzadikei will soon see it says shochet. So he says, he asked it to Rav Shach, and Rav Shach says that the Loshen might be lav davka, but Torah Chiyun, al Koponim, we see in the Rambam also that it says makriv. In fact, I'll say over again what Rav Shach answered to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He said that the Kavon of Tosfos that he says B'Shas HaKrov is also, it doesn't mean Dafka B'Shas Shchita, it also is B'Shas HaKrov. Elo She'ein HaShio Mishuma HaKrov Elo Mishuma Mitzvah K'moi B'Shas Shchita V'Netzil HaSlulo V'Kidushu HaZora V'Lochein Lo Shaych Al Zeh Noimrim Halel Elo Al Hayayin. So he says, the way he says over the Loshen that Rav Shach answered was that since it says it like Netilas Lulav, the Gemara says in Daf Tzadikei, Efshar Yisrael Shechtin Es Pischei V'Neutlin Es Lulvem V'Neimrim Halel. So he says that Tosfos also means that B'Shas Shechita Akrova means B'Shas you're doing the mitzvah. It doesn't have to be Dafke B'Shas Shechita, just like by Netilas Lulav. And we'll soon see it's Nogeas later Legabe what the Brisker Rav says B'Shas. Now, the Brisker Rov in his Sefer on the Rambam says on this Rashi and Tosfos, so he says like this: if Rashi said that the Bailim of the Korban Pesach are the ones who say the Shira, so we see from Rashi that the din shira, the din of halal by shchitas korban pesach is not a din of shira ala korban, only it's a din of amiras halal. And the makor for that would be because it says in daf tzadikei omid beis, the Gemara says about pesach sheni, there's also b'shas asiyoso halal, and the Gemara says one of the timing because efshar yisrael shecht notlin es lulvem shechtin es pischem ve'inayim halal. So for sure they said halal. So swore that you should say halal b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. And Rashi says that it's b'shas a dover. It's also called doing a mitzvah, and you say halal. So mele, for doing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, you say a halal. Just like you do a mitzvah of netilas lulav, you say halal. So then he asks, the Gemara says in Erchin and Daf Yud, that b'shneinos or yom b'shono, the cholil is makel lifnei mizbeach. That means it's a clay shear. There's chatzotras and nevolim and kinaros, and then there's a special kli that's called a cholil. It was like a kone, a hollow flute or hollow pipe, and they had holes in it, and they used to be makel with their fingers. They banged on it. That means they used to stop up the holes today that the shear should come out, like a person does with a flute. And that abuv was from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, was made of a konen. The Gemara says that they once wanted to improve it, and they made it out of gold, and it didn't work. It wasn't such a nice call like the original. So they went back to the original one that was of konen, and it worked. So the Gemara says, when is the cholel makeh? Only, not every time, not all the time when there's shira, only on the 12 days where the yochid says halo, when there's halo, that's on Shavuos, on Sukkot 8 days, and the first day of Pesach. So then the cholil is makeh, and the Gemara says that cholil is connected with the shear of the levim. Wherever there's a din shear of levim, there could be also a cholil, except that cholil is only when there's a b'shas amiras ahalil. So, if the cholil is makeh, it says b'shas shchitas Pesach rishon, b'shas shchitas Pesach sheni, that means that if there's a cholil, there's also shear of the levim. So memela, there's a cholil, there's halil, and shear of the levim. That means the levim said halil, and that's when there was a cholil to accompany the shear of the levim. Also, he brings that Rashi himself says in Erchin Daf Yud, the lashon of Rashi, b'shas hakrov ve'oyo shir zeh. For you, Alevim, Shayrin Bepeh, Es Ahalil. The Levim sang with their mouth, with their peh, they were saying the Halil. Voice on Yud Bez Yomi, Bachalili Machalili. So Rashi himself says that Beshchitas Pesach, which is one of the Yud Bez Yomi, so the Levim sang it. So how does he say in other places that the Kito said it? So he brings that there's a Sifri Zuta, which we mentioned before, so it says, so you see that there's a ribu that by Zvichas HaPesach there has to be Tkias Chatzotros. And Tkias Chatzotros is connected straight with Shir of the Levim. The Rambam says it in Perek Gimel Yochus Klei HaMikdosh. He talks about the work of the Levim. You men meshoyrerin leshoyrer al hakorban b'chol yom. Shenema b'sheiris b'shem Hashem elokov kechol echov alevim. Ezeu sheirut shu b'shem Hashem. Eviyoyim azu shiro. Umota yoyim al shiro al kol oylo satzibor achoivo v'al shal meyatzeres beis nisu chayayin. Aval oylo shnedobo shemakribin atzibor lekayit samizbeach v'chein anasochin aboin b'vnei atzmon. Einoim rimalein shiro. It has to be a kovua zman for a korban tzibor. Not ones that are not kavu azman like oilas nedovas tzibur, and also it's b'shas ha-nesochim, and only nesochim that came together with the korban, even though you could bring nesochim a few days later, and then there wouldn't be shira, they would lose the shira. Then the Rambam says, "Ve'enayim lim shira elo bepeh beloy kli she'ikra shira she'yavidoso bepeh." And there was other people that stood, and there were menagin b'klei shira, but the ikar shira is bepeh. Then the Rambam says how many kelim there was, and then he says b'mei amoyado iskula mubroshe chodoshim ayu akoanim tekim b'chatzotros b'shas hakorban. Chatzotros was what the koanim blew the chatzotros. The levim oimrin shiro b'shas the koanim blew the chatzotros. The levim say shiro shenem arbiyom simchas reb meadechem broshe chodshechem skatem b'chatzotros. Then he says the chatzotros are made out of kesef. Then he says achalilim shoy menagnim b'moyo abuf shalen shal kone mipnei shekoyloi orev. He finished off the song with the abuf by itself. It's a nicer sound when it's by itself at the end. On the 12 days that Yochid says Gomer Bainas Ahalit. בחולל זה דויכה שבס מפני של חולל של קורבן, בחולל של קורבן אבוידוי ודויכה את השבס. It's like אבוידו, there's no שבוס on it, and it's דויכה שבס. You can do it on שבס also. Then the Rambam says in Yochas Korban Pesach, Al kol kriya ve kriya of the halal toikin sholosh tkiyos b'chatzotzos, tkiyo truo ve tkiyo. That means the Rambam learns that on each time they start the halal. Hoyil ve'en lo in esochim litkoya b'shas nisuch, even though the din is l'chatzchila to say the Shira Salavim. B'shas nisuch of yayin, but by Korban Pesach there's no nesochim, toikin b'shas shchit. That's a Yerushalmi, and there's a Meir says, that the pshat is because the chatchil einan rim shiro elo ala yayin is when there is yayin, when there's no yayin, so you could say shiro b'shas hashchita. That's what the Rambam is saying, is b'shem di Yerushalmi. So we have here that there's a din, and the Rashi also said, the Rashi is from Erchin, so there's a din of chatzoytzores, b'shas toku b'riu b'toku, that's the chatzoytzores of the kranim, and there's the shir of the levim, there's the halim, that the levim said b'peh, like Rashi says in the Mishnah. And then we have the Rashi that looks like a stira, and we said the Makor is from Daf Tzadikei, Shechtin es Pischem Ba'imrim es Ha'alev. And so how do we say Pshat? Lefi Tosfos, the Pshat is only the Levim said, but Lefi Rashi, what's the Pshat? So the Brisker Rav said there's two dinim. There's the din of Shira la Korban, that the Korban of Korban Pesach needs a Shira, so Mamed Levim sang that Shira. And then there's also the din of Yisrael Shechtin es Pischem, that they're doing a mitzvah. B'shas doing a mitzvah, you should say hello, just like Benetilas Lulav. So Memel, it's not a stira. In Erchin, we're talking about Avodas Alevim. So over there, he only talks about Avodas Alevim, that the Levim sang it. And here we're talking about the kitos of the Bailim of the Korban Pesach. So he mentions just what the kitos sang. It's a little bit ha'ora that he could have mentioned also that the Levim sang it. Akoponim, that's how the Brisker of learned, that there's two dinim in Halil. There's a din of Shira Salavim. They sang it as a Shira on the Korban. And chutz from that, there's the din of the Bailim saying Shira because of the mitzvah. We'll just mention ha'ora because it says here Yud Beis Yomim that they say Halel, that's when the Cholil is Mak, and that's when there was a Shira B'Shas Amiras HaHalel. The Brisker Rav also brings on that a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Sukkah and Dachei, in Perakei and Sukkah, Yidashin's the Posik. It's the same Posik that's mentioned in the Tzadikei and Pesachim. Hashir Yelochem Kileil Iskadesh Chag. We learn the Shir, the song, which is the Halel, will be like the night that was Niskadish Chag, Leil of Chag, that just like Leil Pesach we say Halel, and we'll soon mention that also. So the same thing, we say Halel just then. The Simchas Leivov Keholich B'Cholil. And the Yerushalmi says, Kol Zman Shacholil Noyeg, Halel Noyeg. That means the Halel and the Cholil go together. When there's the Cholil is Noyeg, the Halel is Noyeg. That means the opposite. When there's the Halel, there's the Cholil. So it comes out like this. Called the all the Yud Beis Yomim that the Yochid says Halel, so there's also Halel on the Beis HaMikdash from the Levim, and they play the Cholel, and they say the Halel, and there's also a Shir Shal Yom LeMoshe for each day of Sukkot. There's a different Shir, like the Rambam says, Nuchas Tmidin Musafin. It's from the end of the Gemara in Sukkot. The Rambam says, "Ashir shayu alavim aymrin." On Sukkot, in Perek Vav and Tzmidim Musaf, and he says from every day and every Shabbos, and on we're looking for the one about Yom Tov when you say Hallel. So he says, Perek Yud Aloch Yud Aleph, Bechol Yoyim Boyoyim Minei Achag, that's Sukkot, Vayoyim Rim Shiro Bifnei Atzmo Al Musaf Ayoyim. Borishon Minei Chol Amoyed Oyoyim Rim Ovel Hashem Bnei Elim, Besheni L'Rosh HaMalachim, and he mentions all the days of the, all the Shiros that they said on Sukkot, and those are not Halel.
it may be the diuk in the Rambam is bifnei atzmo or you remember in shiro bifnei atzmo al musaf hayom. So it could be that the Rambam is meduyek that the Hallel they said in Shachri, and that's when they were makir becholim. But by Musaf they had a different shira. That means every day they had two shiras. They said the Hallel the Shachris on the carbon talmid, and that's when they said shira with a cholil. And then by Musaf they had a shira bifnei atzmo al Musaf hayom. Getting back to the Chidushi Agriz, so he says that in Rashi the pshat would be that there's two dinim, and Rashi says the Bailim are saying the Hallel mitzad that they're saying a mitzvah shechtin es pischem, and the Levim said mitzad shira la korban. Now I would add on that I would imagine that while the Bailim are saying, the Levim are saying, they're probably singing it all together. We won't say that the Levim are holding mitzvah Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and the Yisrael are holding in Halleluka in the beginning. Only they're all singing it together. Yisrael with the Levim are all singing in one choir, the Hallel. So if so, let's make a cheshbon. In the Kitas, there's also Levim. Among the Levim, that means Levim that are makiv their own carbon Pesach. They're menuim on certain carbon Pesach. There's some Levim that they're not allowed to sing. They're shoring. The Rambam says in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash Perek Gimel, on the show, a shoyer shishir as chayiv misa. And a Levi is not allowed to help the other Levi to be misayeya in a shir. And derech agav, we mentioned once in the shir that we talked about avodas alevim and chulin, the Rav Shach's kasha, the Rambam says that it's also to, for a Levi that to be misayeya and a different Levi to be mishorer. So he asks, the one who's singing, he's really singing, he's doing his avoda. How do you help the other person to sing? You can't help him. What kind of a siyua is there? That's what he is. Then I saw that in Reb David Soloveitchik's shiurim, he also asked the kasha, but he mentioned something that I don't think I agree with. He says that if we say ikar shiur b'kli, the ikar shiur the kli, so it's shaykh misayeh that he should hold the kli for the levik day that he should be able to sing. I'm not sure that that's called a misayeh. A koponim, getting back to Aryanin, so as there's Levim, they're also makriv a korban Pesach, and they're menuim on their own korban Pesach, and they're also singing together with the Levim that are meshoreering. So it comes out that a Levi that's not a meshorer is being misayeah to the Levi that's meshorer. So how does that come together? So I was mentioning it to my son, he's in yeshiva. So he said that a pasuk of pshat, the teretz would be, because when do we say it's called a misayeah? When one Levi is being meshorer and somebody else comes along and he's helping him. But here there's two different dinim. I'm singing not because I'm misayeah the Levi. I'm singing because I have my own din of being meshorer, just doing a mitzvah. That could be a teretz. In the insights of the Daf Hayomi that this kolo printed, it's mentioned over there the Tosfos Chadoshim. It's in Psochim that he says that he suggests that maybe the Levim sang and the Yisraelim they answered like the kol perek uperek, just like the Gemara mentions in Shiras Hayam. I also had a thought about that. We'll mention it in a few minutes. Tosfos says that only the Levim sang. So it's a kasha on Tosfos. The Gemara says in Daf Tzadikei Efshar Yisrael Shechtinas Pischeim, and they won't say Hallel. So it's Mashmatak on the Gemara that there's a chiyuv on the person who's Shechtinas Pischeim because of the mitzvah he's doing to say Hallel. So how does Tosfos say that only the Levim say? There's also a chiyuv on the Bailim to say Hallel. That's a kasha that we have to, and the Biskov doesn't talk about the sheet of Tosfos in that aspect. So I was thinking it could be, maybe we would say that there is a din, even the Fitosfos, there is a din that the Bailim should be saying Hallel. Except that it's enough the Levim should say. It has to be on the Shechtin, as Pischem, there has to be a Hallel for the Korban, Lekoved the Korban Pesach. So it's enough the Levim are saying Hallel. There is a Hallel on the Korban Pesach. So it's Yotze also the din Hallel of the Bailim. I don't think I have to say because of Shemeh Ke'oine that the people are listening to the Shira and they're also Kilu saying it. It could be it's enough. It's called Shechtin Es Pischem and they're saying Hallel. Not everybody has to say. The Levim are saying. And on the Korban Pesach there is a Hallel. Could be that would be Pshat and Tosfos. And if we say that, so then we would also be able to understand how Levim and Levim in Rashi even, It could be that even Rashi would be mode that not necessarily the Bailim have to be singing it. It could be enough that somebody is saying the Hallel and everybody's yotze with that. So Memel, it could be that Levim will sing the Hallel, Midin, whatever din it would be, and the Bailim will be yotze, their din of Hallel, also with the din Shira of the Levim. Atkedekach, we might almost come to say that Rashi and Tosfos hold the same thing. The Rambam, talking about Hallel, the Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah, it's Perek Gimel, V'loi Hallel shel Chanukah bilvad hu shemidivrei sofrim, elo kriyas Hallel lo'ilo midivrei sofrim b'chol ha'yomim shegoimrin bo'enes ha'Hallel. Here the Rambam says 18 because he's Moisif Chanukah, which in Erechin is not Nogea. Beilein, Shmoy Nasimei Chag, Shmoy Nasimei Chanukah, Rishon Shel Pesach V'Yom Atzeres. Those are the days that we say Hallel. Avol, Rosh Hashanah, V'Yom HaKippurim, Ein Bo'en Hallel, V'Shein Yimei Tshuva V'Yiru V'Fachad, Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera.
So the Rambam says that it's a divrei sofrim, and he says that it's only in Yemei Simcha Yisera.
So we'll add on that the Rambam said in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah that they were mesaken because of the nes, they were mesaken Yemei Simcha VeHallel. Shetchilos and Chofei because of Yemei Simcha VeHallel. So it's Yemei Simcha because of the nes. So it's matim to say Hallel. And also in Purim, which is a Yimei Simcha, Yimei Mishtav Simcha, we just read the Megillah. So the Kriyas HaMegillah is the Hallel. That means on a Yimei Simcha, there's a time to be Meshabeach Hashem for what He did for us. Domet HaShechiyonu. When there's a Simcha, so they were Mesakim to say Shechiyonu. Here there's a Simcha, they were Mesakim to say Hallel. And the Ravid in the Asoga says that Yesh boem esem idivrei kabola asher yeh lochem. The pasuk we mentioned asher yeh lochem tleilis kadosh chag. So the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam is mechalek that there's two kinds. That the Gemara says in Pesachim daf kuf yudai nevim tiknu lohem al kol perik u perik al kol tzora betzora shloi toboi to say hallel. So he says that if in the kabua dikedays that are perik u perik that's midivrei sofrim. And I'll call Torah the Torah, that's Divrei Kabbalah, Asher Yelochem Kleilis Chadish Chag, that's for like a Shira on the Nes. So Brisker Rob is Moisif, and he says, the Ran says in the end of Sochim, why don't we say a bracha on the Hallel of the Leila Seder? By the Seder of Leil Pesach, when we say the Hallel, we don't say a bracha. It brings a tshuva from Rabbi Gon, because there it's not a Kriyas Hallel like all the time, only it's like a Amiras Shira. Amiras Shira, they weren't metakin a brocha. It could be what he means is because it's like spontaneous. You don't start off saying a brocha and then you say hallel. As soon as you have the simcha, it comes strongly, the simcha, right away you're meshabeach Hashem and you're with the simcha of hallel. So memela, it's not shaykh a brocha on Shira. It's shaykh a brocha when there's a din to say hallel. So the Fidah Magid Mishnah, it comes out there, it's mechulak. The Nevi'im were metakin two kinds. There's a called perik, and there's called tzora v'tzora. And the Brisker says that it's two separate dinim. Al kol tzora v'tzora is like a din of shira, and the nafkamin also would be that you don't say a bracha, and al kol perik v'perik would be that you say a bracha, and it's a din of kriyas ha'ala. So menelu, what the Rambam says midinis midivrei sofrim is because he's talking about a din of kriya of ha'ala, but ein hachanami. When we're talking about Leila Pesach, and it's not mentioned here in this halacha, in fact, it's also not mentioned the Shchitas of Pesach in this halacha and the Rambam, so those are dinim of Shira. According to the Briskov himself says it, so it comes out that Bizman Shchitas of Pesach is a din Shira, the din of Halal is a din Shira, so Mistome means that they wouldn't make a bracha on it. And it's shver because the Gemara says in Daf Tzadikei Noitlinus Lulavayim V'Shechtinus Pischem. It's mashma just like this is a mitzvah like Nantilas Lulav, same thing as Korban Pesach. So it should be called that it's a din of Kriya and not a din of Shira. That has to be thought out. How does it come out? If the Brisker Rav says there's two dinim, and the Rambam says there's a din of Kriya, which is in Hilchos Chanukah, the dinim of Hallel, and then there's a din of Shira, which is on Alelach Pesach and Achilas Pesach. We learn it out from Ashir Yelachem Kalelis Kadesh Chag. So the Chura, it should be also a difference in Lagabe Sanger Bruch. In fact, the Gemara says in Erechin, and Daf Yud Amud Beis, Rosh Chodesh Dikri Moed Leime, let's say Halil and Rosh Chodesh, which is called the Yom Tov. So he says, Leikdish Basias Melochet, it has to be a Yom Tov that also has a that's Manua, that we can't do Melochet. Tichsiv Ashir Yelochem Kilel is Kadesh Chag. Laila Mekudesh L'Chag Ton Shirov Shein Mekudesh L'Chag Ein Ton Shirov. So Memele Rosh Chodesh, which is not Mekudesh L'Chag, so you don't say Shira. So we see from this Gemara, it's the same pasuk that we derish from it in the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Tzadik Yamid Beis. The Gemara says that the Halal, that the Pesach Rishon is Tov and Halal Bachilosei and not Pesach Sheni, because it would say Ashir Yelochem Kelelis Kadosh Chag Laila Mekudesh L'Chag, like Pesach Rishon you say Halal, Laila Shein Mekudesh L'Chag is Pesach Sheni, you don't say Halal. And we learn from there the Halal of Leil Pesach of Achilas Psachim. So we would say that it's a din of Shira. And here in Erechim, the Gemara uses the same pasuk for a din of Kriyas HaHalil, like the Gemara says, Legabe Rosh Chodesh. It's the same pasuk. So how do we say these two separate dinim, which are Chaluk, Te'etzem Dinam, and one has a bracha and one doesn't have a bracha, and we learn them both out from the same pasuk? That's a Shver HaKite. That's a Kasha on the Bris Kerov. Another inyan in Legabe HaHalil is the Ramban. The Ramban says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, the first Chorash in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says that we don't say mitzvahs derabbanan, we don't count them as a tariag mitzvah. Some counted Amiras Halil for a tariag mitzvah. The Rambam says, how can we count what David HaMelech said, and we say that it's a tariag mitzvah, shenitnu l'moshe misinai, Halil was given by David. And then there's a machlokes really in Arvei Pesachim, who said Halil? So that means the inyan of Halil, or the words of Halil were said, and then David put it into Tehillim. The Ramban says, from this Rambam, "Tafal pishesemi divrei kabole, aval yomar anobi ki yoshiru lo keila moshia oizom yatsan cheriv." That's the pasuk. Asher yelochem kelelis kadosh chag, kasher hem mishoyrerim belelis kadosh chag, vulei lachilas apesach, sheyu mishoyrerim bekoil godoy. Kmo shomru kazais pischa valele poka igro. The Gemara says in Daf Peihei Omid Beis and Peihei Vav Omid Aleph that they used to eat the Korban Pesach in the house, and then they went up to the roof, and they used to say Halil in such a loud voice that it felt like the roof was breaking. And boy, imo mi divreihem, if Halil is darabona, lomo yitmar Reb Yosi efshel shochtu Yisrael es pischem v'lo yomru shire, notlos luvem v'lo yomru Halil. So of course it's a doraisa. So then he says, v'anire mi divreihem shu min ha-toiro. To say Halil is a doraisa, min ha-toiro, kmo shepirashti. Either it's halacha l'moshe misinai to say halal, or shu bichlal asimcha shenitztavinu bo. K'mo shekoltu b'yom simchaschem u'b'meyadechem u'b'roshi chodsheichem uskatem b'chatzoytzres halal v'yisichem aziv chesholmechem. That means that it's a din in simcha. Wherever there's a simcha, so there's a din to say halal. And it says in the Torah the din of simcha to say halal, where the Torah talks about chatzoytzres, which is shiro, which is halal. Ki iker ashiro bepeh. And he brings the Gemara in Erechim that it says minayin leikar shira min ha-toiro, because it says tachas ha-shalei avadato es Hashem leikaro b'simcha b'tuv levon, ezi avodah she-b'simcha, so that's shira. So he says that it's a doraisa to say halal, which is a din in simcha. And that's how the Rambam says that Yimei Simcha and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim is not Yimei Simcha, so you don't say Halal. B'Shagas Aryeh in Simen Memtes or Nuntes, B'Shagas Aryeh asks on the Ramban, if we say it's a din in Simcha, first he brings the Megillah Esther here on the Ramban, says, Ein Ma'adin Simcha B'Simcha. Why should get married? All the dinim, just like simcha is mechayev to say halal, to do other nyanim of simcha, so also it should be mechayev to get married. So that he says, the Shagasari, there's a pasuk that's mafkia, ain't marvin simcha b'simcha. But then the Shagasari is, the Gemara says that noshim can't be moitzi anoshim in the din of halal. But if somebody doesn't know how to read halal, So the Noshim, or say Halel, and the men, they say with them, Kedei that they should be Yosef from their own Halel. But Noshim are Potter because Halel is their Abona. So we see, if there was a Din Simcha, Noshim are also Mechuyev in the Simcha of Yantav. So let them be Mechuyev in Halel also because of the Din of Simcha. So the Shagazari goes and says that it's a Darabona. Nafkamin, if somebody had a Sofik, if he said Halel on Yom Tov or not, so the Shagazari Paskins, it's a Sfeik of Darabona Mekulin, and he doesn't say the Halel.